This time, committee, we have below the line House Bill 1046, a requirement for certain boats documented by the U.S. Coast Guard to be registered and to revise certain provisions regarding the numbering of boats. We'll take that bill up. If I recall, we have the bill pending with an amendment. Is that...
Yes. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Deborah Helmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles, after your last action on the last two bills, I'm a little reluctant to get up here, but hopefully it won't go in the same direction. As you remember, House Bill 1046 is to fix the issue that we have with large boats and requiring them to be registered. The original amendment, I think, was, or the confusion was, on page one, the printed bill in the first line, speaking to on line seven, we used the term resident, and I think what we'd like to do is change that terminology to owner. And I think staff has a couple of amendments that will clear those.
Look, the amendment's coming around, if you'll just have patience.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Flowers.
Did we do the amendment that dealt with number five where the boat was used? We didn't do that one. We haven't done it yet, or we decided not to do it.
We haven't done it yet.
It's been moved.
I thought this had been moved, but I wasn't sure.
It's been moved, but it wasn't voted on.
Okay. But it is a pending amendment then.
Yes.
Thank you.
If we can speak to the amendment, which is 1046FC, that one basically will delete the amendment that was done, which was 1046FA, and then on page 1, line 7 of the printed bill, delete resident and insert owner, and then on page 1, line 12, delete applicant and insert owner, and that was done to make it consistent throughout that particular statute. So it would read, any owner whose boat is registered and documented in accordance with the United States Coast Guard regulations is not required to display a South Dakota boat number nor obtain a South Dakota certificate of title on the boat. However, if the boat is used on the waters of this state, the boat shall be registered and display South Dakota boat license validation decals. The owner shall attach to each side of the bow of the boat a validation decal. At the time of application for the boat license, the owner shall furnish proof of tax paid on the boat. Boat license decals expire on December 31st of the terminal year for the period issued. The owner can apply for renewal of validation decals as early as December 1st for the following year.
A motion would be in order to move the amendment. Representative Konold?
Would we be proper in a substitute motion since there is one currently pending? I would make a substitute motion then.
That would be appropriate, yes.
Put this amendment on.
Okay. Second to that substitute motion? Second. Representative Koistra. The substitute motion is 1046FC, as Deb presently outlined for us. Any questions on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Representative Knoll. That's good. Okay.
No.
I'll speak to the next one. Staff is passing around the second amendment, which is 1046FD, and that one is to speak to those boats that are brought in here from out of state for fishing tournaments, for them to be able to get a temporary type license. And there was some concern about whether or not that should be restricted to strictly non-residents. And the language has been rewritten. It will actually read that a boat owned or operated by a person who is participating in a fishing tournament permitted by the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, provided the boat has been issued a temporary boat license valid in South Dakota for a period of 10 consecutive days at a fee set by rules promulgated by Game, Fish, and Parks Commission pursuant to Chapter 126. And basically what that will do is put into law that those boats that are coming in here for fishing tournaments whether it be a non-resident or a resident, if a boat is being used for a fishing tournament approved by Game Fish and Parks, they will be able to purchase a temporary permit.
At this point, a motion would be in order.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Knoll. Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Koshinen. Discussion on the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hennies.
Thank you. I have a question. This amendment is not, I'd like to have a little time to read that, but this amendment is not a complete sentence. I don't understand that.
Okay, you have to go back to the top of page 2 where it talks about section 2, which is 32.3A.11. A boat is not required to be numbered under this chapter if it is, and then it lists if it's a boat. Yeah, what this particular section does is...
I understand now. Okay. Thank you.
It exempts boats from numbering.
Other questions concerning the amendment? All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now to deal with the bill.
Yes. We do have one more change that's been recommended, and that would be a title amendment. And that is on that same document.
Shall we do that after?
Okay. That's fine. I'll let you handle that part.
Representative Kuhnholz.
Since I've made the first two motions, I'll make the motion do pass on this.
Thank you. It's seconded by Representative Abdallah. Discussion on the motion. Representative Koistinen.
Just looking at this, I had one concern on line 5, and I didn't get it in before Representative Conal made his motion, but in there it's changed the meaning a little bit. Line 5 on page 2, it says a boat that has not been in the state for more than 60 days. They've struck out consecutive days. Now, does that mean that if they come in and are in the state for 30 days and then come back later on in the year for 20 days and come back another time for 15, then they'd be over the 60-day limit? And who's going to be keeping track of that?
Are you directing that question to...
I would like to direct it to Deb, if I may.
Okay. Deb?
Yes. What that is being removed for, the consecutive days is being removed for, is because we've had a number of instances, apparently, at some of the locations where boats are left, that people will leave them in there basically for the entire period of the summer, but they may take them out for one weekend, and then they don't have any South Dakota registrations on them, but yet they're using our waterways.
Can I have a follow-up?
Certainly.
I'm just wondering, how would we know, is there somebody that actually would, or if they notice that it's there and then they start keeping track? Or?
Yeah. The game wardens or the conservation officers have observed that they've been there for a longer period of time than the 60 days. And it would be documented before any action would be taken.
Okay.
Okay.
Other questions? Yes, Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The way that I interpret the first page there, the change from any resident now to any owner whose boat is registered in the Coast Guard regulations, then it goes on to say, however, if the boat is used on this waters of this state, the boat shall be registered and shall display South Dakota boat license validation decals. That change from resident to owner then would require both residents and non-residents to display and register those boat decals. Is that correct?
That's correct. And they're in here using the waterways.
That is the desire, the intent of the bill. Is that correct? Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Representative Flowers.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Deb, I guess to go back to what Representative Koistinen said, how are they going to document? You know, I don't know how many boats you might have in the state per year, but to keep track of every one of those votes, or those boats, and when they get here, have the, once they've been here over 60 days, I mean, it's gonna, how are you going to document that? It's going to be pretty tough to do, it seems to me like.
Representative Flowers, I wish Game Fish and Parks was here today, but they failed me, I guess. My understanding of it is that these are boats that are left at, like, resort areas or Pactola or, you know, docked down in the marina. So there's a means of documenting that they're here for more than 60 days. The problem with consecutive is that they could be here for 59 days, take it out of the water for one weekend, and then bring it back in for the remainder of the season and exempt themselves from having to comply with licensing in our jurisdiction, which, you know, the Game Fish and Parks does not feel that that's the procedure that should be done.
Yeah, boats of this size typically, Charlie, would have to rent a slip from a marina, and so the documentation would be in the rental of that slip, I would imagine. Other questions? Representative Abdullah?
Representative Flowers, he's correct. By the berthing space, that's one way. And it's no different than law enforcement monitoring out-of-state license plates. When somebody moves in the states, they have a certain period of time to get state plates, and it's not that big a deal to monitor.
Other questions? Okay, we have a due pass motion on House Bill 1046 as amended. Hearing no further discussion, all in favor will say aye, those opposed nay, and the secretary will call the roll.
Abdullah?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Grizzly?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Christenden?
Aye.
Canole?
Aye.
Oyster?
Aye.
Jim Peterson?
Aye.
Tupel?
Aye.
Van Norman?
Aye.
Gordon Peterson?
Aye.
Roger?
Aye. Okay, House Bill 1046, having received 13 of the 13 votes available.
Move consent.
You pass. There's a...
Second.
Move consent.
Second.
Oh, yes, we'll need a title amendment on this.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, a motion for consent. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Goes on consent.